We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Engaging in Warfare by Declaring the Lord's Decree. Today's meditation was written by Dr. Emmanuel James. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalms 2, 7 to 9. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my Son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron, thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. I have just read from the King James Version. Psalm 2 is one of the Messianic Psalms. It found its immediate fulfillment in King David, and its ultimate fulfillment in Jesus Christ the Messiah. At the time this psalm was written, kings and rulers of surrounding nations had gathered together against David. They no longer wanted him to reign over them or to receive tribute from them. In response, David did not panic or retreat. Instead, he declared what God had spoken to him in secret concerning his kingship and the destiny of those opposing him. He recounted God's decree and revealed heaven's verdict regarding the rebellion of the nations. After declaring God's counsel, David warned the kings and rulers in verses 10 to 12 to act wisely, lest they incur the wrath of God. Letting your enemies know what God's counsel concerning you is, and the consequences they will suffer if they persist in opposing you, is a powerful warfare strategy. This was exactly what David did in Psalm 2. He engaged in warfare not with weapons of flesh, but by declaring the decree of the Lord. Go into today knowing that it is your responsibility to declare the judgment written by God against your adversaries. Psalm 149:9. Every word God has spoken to you in secret is a weapon of war. Do not keep quiet when confronted. Instead, boldly declare the decree of the Lord. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Malachi 1 to 4. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.